Thank you and good morning. 36-year-old Arcata resident Daniel Roy Jones faces felony DUI, manslaughter, hit-and-run, and obstruction charges after he was arrested early Sunday morning in connection with a fatal hit-and-run incident on Highway 299 in Willow Creek on Saturday night. Jones is suspected of hitting and killing 22-year-old Alejandro Garcia and then driving from the scene. Witnesses called 911 to report the collision, and a search of the area found Jones's vehicle parked behind Ray's Food Place. But the search for Jones wouldn't end until Sunday morning. The CHP is asking for anyone who may have information or who may have witnessed the incident to contact law enforcement. One of the themes that emerged once the June primary results were known was the fact that two supervisor incumbents won easy victories, signaling, in some circles, a mandate for the work the board has done over the past few years. Supervisor Estelle Fennell thinks that voters have made their voices heard and that they are satisfied with the representation from current board members.
Bottom line, I think that we really have been doing very good work, and I look forward to the next few years continuing in that vein. Because, you know, we really have to break a few habits that have happened here in Humboldt County as far as people being risk-aversive, not wanting to go ahead with change that's good for the county. And I think that with this kind of mandate from the electorate, we should be able to move forward.
In addition to the supervisors' races, the district attorney's race continues to be a subject of conversation due to Maggie Fleming's resounding primary win over three other challengers.
I guess everybody talks about the surprise in the DA's race, you know, and very, very, very impressive for Maggie Fleming to have such a resounding vote of confidence from the entire community. It really makes me feel good about the kind of job she should be able to do moving forward, and I know she's really already preparing for it.
Fennell also commented on the low voter turnout and how that should change when the next general election rolls around in 2016. The same year, Fennell will seek re-election for her seat. Supervisor Fennell will join her colleagues at today's meetings and an agenda packed with consent calendar items. The board will discuss a proposal from Public Works for a $125,000 grant from the Coastal Commission to carry out specific updates to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan and local coastal plans to address sea level rise. Six areas in the county will be affected, from the Del Norte County line to the south coast at Cape Mendocino. The grant money will allow for updates to the general plan and local coastal programs and is part of a statewide effort on the part of the Coastal Commission. Sheriff Mike Downey will host a community meeting at the Blue Lake Grange on Wednesday evening from 6 o'clock until 7:30, and residents of the city of Blue Lake are welcome and encouraged to attend. The sheriff and command staff will be on hand to answer questions about law enforcement efforts in the city and the city's contract with the sheriff's office. Sheriff Downey will also discuss forming neighborhood watch programs in the city and address residents' concerns about law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An autopsy is scheduled for today. Dave Silverbrand has more.
An autopsy is scheduled today for a body recovered from an SUV found in Freshwater Lagoon last Wednesday. The Humboldt County coroner will be determining if the body found in the car is that of a missing woman 2 years ago. Catherine Gilliam, last seen at the Elk Valley Casino in Crescent City, has been missing 2 years. Her family said she had not returned home to Big Lagoon, and police reported her as an at-risk missing person. Police believe she disappeared on a highway south of Crescent City, but a search at the time revealed nothing. And then last Wednesday, fishermen saw the SUV in Freshwater Lagoon and called authorities. Humboldt County coroners will conduct that autopsy. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
The Eureka City Council will host a special meeting tonight at 5 o'clock in council chambers. On the agenda are a public hearing regarding the fiscal year budget and a resolution from the council to adopt that budget. The council will also discuss the fee schedule for the city, as well as review arguments for and against Measure Q. Eureka police continue their investigation into a stabbing incident on Friday that sent two people to the hospital. 36-year-old Thomas Frank and 28-year-old Ruth Wortman were found suffering from stab wounds outside a California Street apartment building on Friday morning. Police are looking into any possible gang-related ties to the incident, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka police. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.